Obama magnifies his father's time in Hawaii, claiming he arrived at the University of Hawaii as the institution's first African student. Obama then boasts his father studied econometrics, worked with unsurpassed concentration, and graduated in 3 years at the top of his class. He omits any mention of his father's continued success with women. The Daily Mail, on the other hand, reports that Obama Sr. was a slick womanizer who persuaded Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, a naive 18-year-old white girl, to marry him without disclosing to her that he had left behind in Africa a wife he had not divorced. Obama Jr. was born on August 4, 1961. Obama intentionally skips over several more key details. After noting his father's decision to leave Hawaii for Cambridge, Massachusetts, Obama explains a separation occurred and he returned to Africa to fulfill his promise to the continent. The mother and child stayed behind, but the bond of love survived the distances. Obama admits the fact that his mother divorced his father when she discovered his bigamous double life. Obama explains his father's decision to abandon his mother and him in Hawaii by saying that a scholarship from Harvard did not include the money to take his new family with him. Even here, we find Obama caught up in half-truths. In typical fashion, Obama Jr. provided the true explanation some 100 pages later, and only in passing, as part of a conversation with his mother when she visits him at Columbia University in New York City. She insists they go together to view a film she says is one of her favorites, Black Orpheus. Obama recalled in his autobiography that he was reluctant to see the film, reacting that it was an old arts film with a Brazilian cast made in the 1950s. About halfway through the film, Obama tells us, he had seen enough, and he looked to his mother to see if she was also ready to go. But her face, Obama tells us, was lit by the blue glow of the screen and set in a wistful gaze. Obama gets an insight. At that moment, he wrote in the autobiography, I felt as if I were being given a window into her heart, the unreflective heart of her youth. What Obama writes next appears to be the psychological understanding of his mother he had struggled to obtain since he could first remember. I suddenly realized that the depiction of childhood blacks I was now seeing on the screen, the reverse image of Conrad's Dark Savages, was what my mother had carried with her to Hawaii all those years before, a reflection of the simple fantasies that had been forbidden to a white middle-class girl from Kansas, the promise of another life, warm, sensual, exotic, different. Instead of embracing his mother at this moment, Obama tells us he turned away, embarrassed for her.